Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tes Zayin in Meseches Moed Katan. It is the 764th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Tes Vav HaMebeis where we had left off. And we're going to be discussing the theme that we had spent the entire daf of Tes Vav. And that is searching for the sources of the prohibitions for an Avel. And the Gemara will continue also then to ask, what about a menuda and a metzora in those halachos? We're going to discuss an avel sending his karbanos. And that will be the topic that will take us to the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, where we will discuss a metzora and his karbanos, as well as someone who is in nidui and his karbanos. The Gemara then, going through Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, will get into many halachos in regards to nidui and cheirem. We mentioned yesterday that a person is in cheirem if they ignore their excommunication of a nidui twice. The Gemara will even discuss instances where one Tana put another Tana into cheirem, and the Gemara will talk about that being a consequence of the significance of learning Torah in a modest way, as well as some fascinating agadatas that the daf will conclude with about David and Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's pick up. 8 lines from the bottom of Tes Vav Mebeis. Avel einam mishalech karbanosav. An avel does not send his karbanos. This anya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Amar, this is in Zvachim, on Sadi Tes. Shlomim bizman shu shalem, velo bizman shu oinen. A person only brings a shlomim when he himself is complete, and not when he is in a state of aninus, he is in a state of loss. I did not see anybody stop at the fact that, of course, we know that there are two status of someone who suffers a loss. One is an onein, and that is the status of a mourner before kavura, and then avelos after kavura. Here the Gemara is assuming that onein and avel go together. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Chazonish, the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Samach Dal Tziv Katan Lamed, discuss whether this applies only for avelos d'oraisa, which is ostensibly on the first day, as we discussed yesterday in the halacha from the daily daf. If Avelus and the Kvura take place on the same day, then it's Daraisa, according to many Rishonim. However, from our Gemara, it sounds like it's talking about all 7 days. They are Ma'arich in this, on that topic. But from here, the Gemara seems to be putting together Onein and Avelus. Menuda Ma'o Shishla Karmenosa. What about a Menuda, the Gemara continues? Amar Yosef Tashma. Ka'os Hashem Shaiswa B'midbar Menudin Ha'yiv Shulchu Karmenosehen. Bnei Yisrael were in Nidu, like the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Yud Gimel makes mention to the concept of someone being a nizuf lefnei hamakom, and the Gemara in Yevamos and Ayin Beis, both Gemaras we made reference to yesterday, say that Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar were menudin, yet they nevertheless sent their karbanos, even though they're menudin in the Midbar. Amalei Abaye, Abaye gives the same teretz that we had seen above yesterday, about 12 lines from the bottom of Tes Vav and Beis, now we're 4 lines from the bottom. Amalei Abaye, v'dilma menudin l'shamayim shani, dikil kil. Maybe menuda mishamayim is different. There will be more mekel. Asks the Gemara, kill va'amrit chomer. But didn't we say earlier, previously in the sugya, that we're more machmir? Like the Gemara on Tes Vav and Aleph had said 7 lines into the wide, based on the Gemara in Tainis. Says the Gemara, va'amrit chomer, that we saw it was more stringent. Answers the Gemara, svuki misafkele umatchele. That's a suffix, and you could push it off in either direction. In other words, it's a suffix whether we look at menuda l'shamayim as more lenient or more stringent. Asks the Gemara, mitzora ma'ush yishlach karbonosa. What's halach in regards to a mitzora sending his karbon? Tashma kominir, I'll bring you a proof, says the Gemara. Desanya, we learned in the pasuk. In Yecheskel, speaking about tahara, la'achre taharaso. The pasuk says, shivas yomim yisperulo. After his tahara, 7 days, he's supposed to count. What does that mean? Prishaso min ha-mei, shivas yomim, yisperulo. When he's purish from the mei, 7 days, then he'll count. Elu, zayin yimei sfiro. These are the 7 days that he's supposed to count, which are the 7 days of his hazah from Efer HaPara, where he gets sprinkled on the 3rd and the 7th day. The pasuk continues, uv'yoyim. This is the karban of a kohen hedyot, that when he starts his avoda, then he brings a mincha of asiras ha'efa, which is called the minchas chinuch. Rashi points out, 3 lines from the top, that we're no longer talking about a kohen who becomes tameh, but it's any Kohen that begins starting his avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi points out at the end of that third line that we see from the Lashon HaPasuk that he can't bring the carbon during his counting period because he has Tumas Meis. And the assumption here is, Rashi says, that Tumas Meis will be the same as Tzaras. Reb Shimon disagrees. Bevoya Yakriv. Reb Shimon says when he comes, he brings the carbon. Bizman Sheroi Lebiya Roi Lakrava. At the time that he's able to come into the Migdash, then he could bring the carbon. Bizman She'ena Roi Lebiya, Eina Roi Lakrava. But in the time that he can't come, so then he can't bring the carbon. Now here, within Rabbi Shimon, the source is going to be even more explicit. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's clear that a Metzora cannot bring a carbon. He's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. And we explicitly state that once a person cannot come, then he cannot send a carbon. Mark continues three lines to the top of Merava Minalon, Dimishadrinan, Dimishadrin, Shlicha de Beidino, Mizminan Leiladina. Now we go off the topic to the halachos of Nidui itself. We're no longer talking about karbanos, but the halachos of Nidui. And how do we know that we send the shliach of Bezdin to tell him to come to Nidui? Dichsiv the pasuk in Bamidbar Tezayin says, V'yishach meisha l'kroi l'dasan l'avirim b'nei aliyav. Moshe Rabbeinu called to Dasan and Avira. In other words, he first was calling them to a din Torah before anything. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Gemara in the first wide line, V'yishach meisha l'karach atav v'achal adascha. Everybody's going to come together, Lefnei Hashem. And how do we know, Lekamei Gavei Rabbah, that you're supposed to call them in front of someone that's great? There's nothing greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara derives other sources from the instance of Moshe Rabbeinu calling Korach to a din Torah. At Uplanya, and not only do you call him, but you call his litigant as well. Tichsiv, Atov Vehein V'Aron. He also called Aaron, of course, who Korach falsely alleged negative things about. The Kavina and Zimna, how do we know that you're also supposed to make up an exact time for him to come? The Chsiv, Machar, he said tomorrow. You still don't put him yet in Nidui. Rather, Zimnin, Basar, Zimnin, you put him in, you give him another opportunity. The Chsiv, Karu, Sham, Parai, Melech, Mitzrayim, Sha'an, Hevir, Mayed. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that we put a Nidui on Perek, on Paro Melech Mitzrayim. We're not talking about Paro from the time of the Exodus, but Paro in his war in Nebuchadnezzar after the first time. And he was put in the Nidui a second time. Uminalan continues the Gemara to analyze. De'im mitafker b'shlicha de beidina. If he insults, attacks verbally the Shliach Bezdin, va'asi va'amar, and the Shliach comes and he says what transpired. Look how seriously, the Gemara takes this. V'loy meschizi lishna bisha. It's not considered a bad lashon. The Mefarshim learn here that's lashon hara. That's not considered lashon hara. D'chsiv ha'eneh ha'noshim ha'heim tinaker. Moshe Rabbeinu responds. Vayicha l'moshe ma'od. The statement ha'eneh ha'noshim ha'heim tinaker is an exclamation of dasana aviram. Even if you gouge out our eyes, we will not come. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset. Must be, he heard about it. And it was mutter for the Shliach Bezdin to tell him. And how do we know then, in such a case, you put him to Nidui? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Oiroi, Meiroiz Amar Malach Hashem, Oiru Oru Yoshve Kiloivo Le'ezras Hashem, Le'ezras Hashem Bagi Boirim. This is an admonishment to the people of Meiroz, who did not join in Balak and Devorah's war against the army of Sisra. And since they didn't come, they were given this curse of Oru Meiroz, a curse. Now that curse has the connotation even of death. And a Nidui, someone who's put into Nidui, is considered halachically, socially put to death. Soloveitchik elaborated on this idea that the concept of a Nidui and a Metzora and a Avel, as all of them are socially removed for obviously very, very different reasons, and there is a social death, a periodical, that takes place for them at that time. Dahachi Svara de Gavra Rabba Dichsiv Amar Malach Hashem. And the Shliach Bezdin is supposed to think that this is coming from a Chacham, and it's considered as if it's from a Malach Hashem. And how do we know that if he doesn't listen two times to Nidui, then we put him in Chayim? Because that pasuk continues, Oro Arur, that he should be doubly cursed. And how do we know then that the halacha is that someone who eats with him Koi Barba Amis today and stays within his four Amis will also get punished? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Ora Arur Yoshveha, that cursed also are those who are going to sit with him. Uminalan, and how do we know? The partinan chatoi betzibur, that we spell out his sin publicly, and we explain exactly why we put him into nidui. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Kiloi bo bezras Hashem, that it publicizes why the place maros got the word aru, because they didn't come, the pasuk Devorah sings in Shoftim Hei, that they didn't come to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu defend Klal Yisrael. Ve'omar Ula, and Uzla also taught us the halachos of Nidui Barba Mea Shipuri Shamti Barak Lemeiros, that there were 400 shofaros that announced that Maroz was being put into Nidui. Ikadamri Gavra Rabahav. Some say that Maroz was a strong man who could have helped Klal Yisrael. We mentioned that it was a city because that's the standard explanation. But now, Al Pi Agada, there are other explanations. V'ikadamra Damri Koch V'havan. Some say he was a star. Shenemar, the pasuk again in Shiras Devorah, Min Shamayim Nilchemu HaKochavim. Period. Simple pshat that it's a city is not the drush of our Gemara. Uminolan de Mafkriyan Nichase, and how do we know that we make Hefker, that we evoke imminent domain and take away his possessions when he is put in Nidui? The Mafkarina Nichsei Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, and this is a very, very important Pasuk, the power of Bezdin to be Mafkir, V'chol asher lo yovel l'sheshes hayomim ba'atzas ha-sarim v'azkenim, yacharam kol rechusho, v'hu yibadel mikahal ha-gola. This Pasuk is by Ezra, who said that whoever doesn't listen will have their possessions taken away. This is where Ezra is trying to get Klal Yisrael together to do tshuva and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Gittin on Lamed Vav Amad Beis quotes this as one of the sources that Hefker Bezin is Hefker. Uminolan denatzinan v'laitinan umachaninan v'talshinan seir umashbi'inan. And how do we know that we do all of the above things? That we tie up his hands, we tie his limbs to whip him, as we're going to see shortly in our Gemara. But first, we struggle with him, and we will curse him. We will pull his hair, and we will make him swear that he's not over the usher. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Va'arav imam va'akalem, va'akam hem anoshim va'emritem va'ashbiyem. And then we mention, we give him malchus, u'minon ta'kaftin, and how do we know that we tie him up? Va'asrinan, va'avdinan, hardofa, and we run after him. Dichsiv, the pasuk, once again, we evoke from the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, Va'ariv Imam. Well, that was the previous source. But now the source is Hain Lamus. Hain Lishroshi, Hain La'anosh Nechasim La'asarin, that we will tie them up. Mai Lishroshi, Amara Ada, Mori, Amar Nehemiah, Barbaruch, Amar Vchia, Baravin, Amar Yehuda, Hardafa, that this includes also chasing after him, driving him crazy in order to listen to Bezdin. My hardafa, what exactly is this hardafa? I'm reviewed the Baredur of Shmuel Barshilus Mishmei Dirav, Minadin La'alta. We put him into Nidui immediately. We don't let him go. We repeat again after 30 days. So we drive him crazy until we put him into Cheir. I'm reviewed Masrin Bey Sheini V'Chamishi V'Sheini. And we warn him Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Continues the Gemara, Hani Mili Limona. And that applies only for monetary issues. For example, Rashi says that he's chayiv money to his friend and he doesn't want to pay, even though Bezdin has said that he's chayiv to pay. Avlaf Giruse. But if someone who acts in a hefker manner, Rashi says that means he's mevaza talmid chachamim la'alter, then you put him into cheirim immediately. You see the danger and the severity of speaking against Talmidei Chacham. Ahu tavcha di iskafaker birav tuvi bar masni. There was a butcher who violated this.
He was Mevazer Rabbi Tumi Bar Masna. Imnu Aleihu Abaye V'Rava. Abaye and Rava were appointed to deal with this. Vishamtu, and they immediately put him in Nidur. L'sof, in the end, Azul Paisel Bal Dinei, he went and he asked forgiveness
from Rav Tovi Bar Masna, the butcher did. Amar Abaye Hechli Avid. So now Abaye says, what should we do? Lishrele, should we free him from the Nidur? Because now he asked for Mechila.
Loichal Shamte Allah, Tlasin Yomit. The Nidui didn't take effect for 30 days, and Nidui is supposed to be for 30 days. Lo Lishrilei, if we're not going to permit him, Kabor Rabbanan Limiyael. The Rabbanan need to go into the butcher. In other words, if the butcher is still a bad guy, so then, tough luck, there's nothing we could do. But in this case, he's really no longer a bad guy. We still need him, explains Rashi. Amalei L'Ravidi Barav Midi Shmiel Chaba. So they consulted what Ravidi Baravin thinks. Amalei Hachem Rav Techlifa Baravim Yom Shmuel. Tut Asar, Tut Shari. Tut is an expression for a shofar. The shofar prohibits, and the shofar can permit. Amalei, but they weren't happy with that. Hani Mili Limona. Avlof Geruse, Adechayel Shamte Le Tlasin Yomit. That you need to have it take effect for 30 days. Alma now the Gemara infers another halacha. Kasavra Abaye. Abaye holds Hani Beitlasa Shamtil Dishamitilo. Lo Asitlasa Achrini Visharle. If you have three people that put Ruvain in Nidui, three other people cannot come along and exempt him from the Nidui. Di Boila Luhu Hani Beitlasa Dishamtil. You need the ones who put him in Nidui in the first place.
Di Boilu, because that was once a Shaila. Hani Beitlasa Dishamitu Malame Sitlasa Achrini Visharle.
That was once a Shaila, and they brought the following proof. Toshma Menuda L'Rav Menuda L'Talmud.
Someone who was Mechutzaf to a Rav, so then he can't come into the Dalai Lama's of a student as well. However, L'Talmud, if he was a Chutzpah, Mechutzaf to a Talmud, ain't a Menuda L'Rav.
Menuda L'Iro, if he is put in Nidui vis-a-vis his city, Menuda L'Ir Acheres. Then he's also in Nidui vis-a-vis another city. However, Menuda l'ir acheres, if he's put in Nidui vis-a-vis another city, ain't a Menuda l'iro. He's not in Nidui vis-a-vis his own city. Menuda l'nasi, if he's put in excommunication vis-a-vis a nasi, Menuda l'chol Yisrael. Menuda l'chol Yisrael, but if he's in Nidui vis-a-vis all of Klal Yisrael, ain't a Menuda l'nasi. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, echa min atalmidim shenida u'meisa. Talmud was put into Nidui and his Nidui was removed. Chelko ena mufar. That part of Nidui is not removed. Once he was put in Nidui, if you want to remove his Nidui, then it needs to be removed in his lifetime. I erroneously said Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees. The simple reading is actually Reb Shimon Gamliel is just adding another halacha. We haven't yet brought a proof in regards to the shaila of whether someone could undo someone else's Nidui. Shma mina tlas. We see from the above brisa, the Tanakan Reb Shimon Gamliel, three different things. Number one, Shema mina Talmud shenidu lechvoda niduyav nidui. That if a Talmud is put into nidui, we learned, explains Rashi, that if a Talmud is menuda, so then in such a case, he's not menuda leharav. Now, says Rashi, if we would say that the Talmud is being put in for kvod shemayim into nidui, then the rav would also have to dissociate from him. It must be, it's not because he did avoira kvod shemayim, but rather he was put in Nidui vis-a-vis that he had done something wrong to somebody else, and it was Shenida L'Kvodo, that Reuven and his friends put Binyamin into Cherem because Binyamin had been Mezalzel in the Kvod of Reuven. Ushmamina, we also see, Kalecha Veicha Mefer Chelko, that each person could take away their Nidui from this case of the student, Reb Shimon Gamliel. We saw that some had undone his Nidui, and some had not. Because the Lashon was Chelko. Meis Chelko ain't a Mufa. But there was another Chelek that could have been removed, which would mean that some had removed their Nidui, and some had not. So Shema Mina Kalecha Vechel Me'fer Chelko, each one could remove. Ushma Mina Hani Beitlasa the Shemiti, that if you have three people that put him in Cherem, Lasitasa Achrinu Rishari, the three people cannot permit him. From the fact that others cannot permit him, we learned that if Reuven was put in Cherem, so then in such a case, if Binyamin, who had put him in Cherem,
didn't have the opportunity to remove Reuven from Cherem until Reuven dies, then Reuven's objects and everything else are still stuck in Cherem based on what Binyamin had done. Why? Must be that even though others had tried to undo the Cherem, nevertheless, the only one that could undo Binyamin's Cherem is, or Binyamin's Nidui, is Binyamin himself. As we saw, Abaye had suggested. Abaye had said that when it came to Bizayon, so then in such a case, the three people who put him in Nidui have to be the three people to take him out.